Begin the current daf. Masechta Baba Basra, daf Kuf Aleph. Begin on the bottom of Kuf Mabez, 6 lines up in the bottom of the Amud. But the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, is regarding like the topic of our parak called Hamecher and the previous parakim, regarding when someone sells something, unspecified what is included in that sale. So on that, our Mishnah begins with a topic regarding the burial of an individual. Now, their custom was that they wouldn't just bury someone in an individual grave. Rather, the entire family would be buried in one ma'ara, in one cave. And each person, however, would be buried in his individual space, which was called a kuch, but the family was in a ma'ara. Now, therefore, the Mishnah begins as follows. If someone sells space to his friend so that he can make over there a kever. Again, a kever doesn't mean just an individual grave. As their custom was, they would have this entire complex of graves, which was included in this kever, in this burial space. So to v'chein ha-makabel mechaveir las lekever, if someone takes on the job from his friend to make for him a kever. So therefore, like for example, in the case of selling, essentially he has sold him the following real estate. He has sold him 2 ma'aris, 2 caves, with a chatzar, a courtyard between those 2 caves. Moreover, each ma'ara has to have the space of the kuchen, which are the individual slots where the individuals would be buried, that extend out from this area of the ma'ara of the cave, which is an additional 4 amas sticking out beneath the ground, out of the walls of the ma'ara, as the Mishnah is going to shortly explain according to the Tanna Kamma. Whereas actually, according to Reb Shimon, it would be not just 2 ma'aris on either side of this courtyard, which is how you get into this burial place underground, but rather actually be 4 ma'aris, where from that chas, where you enter in this courtyard that takes you down underground to where the burial of these ma'aris, these caves were, where in each ma'ara there was these individual kuchen where families would be buried, there are actually 4 on either side of this chatzar. Now, regarding this halacha, so what exactly are the specific dimensions, explains the Mishnah. Aisa teicha shel ma'ara. So the cavity of the ma'ara, again, when you come into a general courtyard, and then you go off to the individual ma'aras, now that ma'ara you have to walk into, and then in the walls of that ma'ara are where these kuchen, the individual slots where people are buried. Now how big is the airspace of the ma'ara? It's dalet amis, it's a width of 4 amis, al sheish, on the length of 6 amis. So if you're walking into the ma'ara or from the chatzar, you can walk in a length of 6 and you have a width of 4. Now, the height of the ma'ara, Rashbam brings from the Tosefta that it's a height of 4 amas. Now, upeisech lo taicha, now you also open up into the ma'ara, meaning you dig into the walls of the ma'ara, which therefore comes out that it's open up into the airspace of the ma'ara, shmoina kuchen. A sum total of each ma'ara is going to have 8 kuchen, which are the slots where the individual burial spots were off of the wall of the ma'ara. How do you have 8? You have shalosh mikan, you have 3 on one wall, meaning the wall along the length of the ma'ara, which comes out to a total of 6 amas on the right side of the entryway, because you have to come in one wall of the ma'ara is open to the chatzar, that there's nothing there. So you have, when you're coming in into the ma'ara, you have 6 on the right side. You have 3 on the right side. And v'shalosh mikan, you also have 3 on the other wall, meaning on the left side of the opening, you'll also have a total of 3. V'shnayim mikanegdan, and you'll have the remaining 2 on the wall that's opposite the entryway of the ma'ara, by that middle wall, where again, as we said, that width is 4 amas. So the order goes, is that regarding the walls, there's first going to be a distance of a half amah from the corner of the wall of which is the wall of the length, which is right by the opening of the ma'ara. So you leave a space of a half amah. Then you dig this kuch, this individual spot where the person is buried, which is a width of 6 tefachim, which is an amah. Then you leave, because that's how wide the person is. Then you leave a wall of an amah that separates between the next kuch, and then you dig the second kuch, which is also an amah. Then you leave a wall between that one and the next one, the amah. Then you dig the third kuch, which is an amah. Then you leave a half amah by the corner, which that's so they could support that wall of 6 amas, so that you could have that it's that you don't want to go all the way to the edge. You have to leave some space that it's supported. Now, therefore, it comes out that if you break it down, the 3 kuchen on one wall is 3 amas. Then you have the two air spaces between those three are two amas. And then you have from the two corners, you have each 1.5 amma, which is a total of an amma, which again is the length of each wall is 6 ammas. So that you do also for the parallel wall on the other side. And that's the same really process that you do for the two kuchen that are on the smaller wall, which is the one opposite the wall that you enter from. That is going to be, as we said, it's 4 ammas long, that one. So there again, you leave a half a amma by the corner on this side and a half a amma on the other corner. And then you dig the two kuchen, which are each an amma, and you leave the space between them an amma. So that comes out for a total of 4 ammas. Now, continues the Mishnah, the kuchen orchan 4 ammas. Now, the kuchen themselves, which is where the person is buried in, the length that you have to, if you're selling, let's say, the real estate for this guy to be able to make the, his burial place for the families, which again are these two ma'aras and the chatzar, so you have to also have extending past the ma'ara on the ground a length of 4 amas. The reason for that is because actually the dead person himself, generic, is a length of 3 amas, which is approximately like 6 feet. Now, but since he's buried in a coffin, which that you have to put him into, so that you need a little bit more space. So that is for a sum total of 4 amas in the length. And v'royman shiva, the height of the kuch has to be 7 tfachim high, which is so that you could, first of all, you have room so you could stick in the aron. And moreover, you also want to leave space, at least of a tefach, between the ground and the aron, so that it shouldn't have any problems about people that walk over the me'ara, because if it's right touching the corpse, that's called tumah ritzutza, which is like there's no air space, then the tumah shoots up all the way up to the shemayim. If you have at least the space of a tefach, that's the entire oil that then blocks it from going upwards. So therefore, the height has to be at least 7 tefachim of each individual koch. Now, continues the Mishnah on the top of Kaf Aleph Manalv, and Verachav and Shisha, as we already described, the width of each one is 6 tefachim, again, which we said is an amma, and that's how we calculated that you're going to have on each wall, which is the six amas one on either side, you're going to be able to get 3 on that one, and then the 4 amma wall, that you're going to get 2 kuchen over there, which is for that sum total of the Tanakhama's opinion of the 8 kuchen. That's the Tanakhama. Continues the Mishnah. Reb Shimon, he has different dimension. It says, Eisa Teicha Shal Ma'ara, the open airspace of the Ma'ara, he holds is larger. Sheish Amas Al Shmoine, he actually holds it's 6 Amas by 8 Amas. I mean, not like the Tanakhama says it's 4 by 6, he holds it's 6 by 8. And Abeseich L'Teich, he also holds that there's going to open up more over there, Shleisha Aser Koch. Not 8, but rather there's going to be 13 Kochs, meaning space to bury 13, not 8 people. How do you have that? You have Varbam Mikan, Varbam Mikan. You're going to have 4 on either side of the long wall that's 8 amas. You can have 4 amas for the width of the 4 kuchen. You can have the 3 amas for the space between those 4. And you have the 2 half amas to the 2 corners of that wall. That's for some total of 8 amas. Now, you have a shleisha mikonekt, and then you have 3 kuchen on the opposite wall, which is, as we said, 6 amas, so you can fit in 3, which is the same thing as the long wall of the Tanakhama. And then you have for the remaining 2, the Echad mi min ha-pesach of Echad min ha-smol. And then you have 1 extra koch on the right side of the opening and 1 on the left side of the opening, which the Gemara is going to ask, where exactly is that going? You have no room to put anything there. You only left a half a amma there. What are you putting? How are you putting a koch over there? Where exactly is that talking about? Now, continues the Mishnah. The Isa, this is going back to the opinion of the Tanakhama, that what you do is whether this guy is selling a space for his friend that guy can make his own kever, or whether the person that accepted the job of making the kever, this burial complex for his friend, he has to make it chatzir al pi ha-ma'ara. Besides what we mentioned before regarding the ma'ara and the kuchen that come out of the ma'ara, there also has to be, as we had alluded to before, a courtyard by the opening of the ma'ara, which is the open space of sheish al sheish, which is 6 amas by 6 amas squared. The reason why you need that amount of space is for the amount of space of the mita, the bed which is holding the dead person, and those who are carrying the bed, those who are coming to bury him. Now, and then opening up into that, from that chatzar, are these 2 ma'aris that we mentioned before. One is the ma'ara that we said before, and then another one on the other side, which is a sum total of 2 ma'aris for that one chatzar. And as we said, each one of these ma'aris have 8 kuchen, where now those who are carrying the dead person could come. The reason why you have only 2 ma'aras on either side, according to the Tanakhama, is so that now you have either of the other sides, where that someone that's coming to to the chatzar is not necessarily walking over any of the ma'aras, and they're not going to step on top of the ma'ar where the people are buried, because it's only on either side. Now you can go in the other two open spaces over there. So these are the two ma'aras, which as Rashbam points out, that not to think that it's actually three ma'aras, one that we mentioned before, and then another two. And he says, so then why did the Tana first speak about ma'ara and then talk about chatzar? Similarly, you should first talk about the chatzar, which from the chatzar, then you enter to the ma'ara, and then talk about the kuchen, which if you're going in a linear fashion, that's the way it should be. And that says, Rashbam, you can't say that, because how can you refer to a chatzar that from the chatzar is open up to two ma'aras, but it's not even called a chatzar of a basic forest until you first make a ma'ara that the chatzar is in front of it, because a chatzar is only something that's an entryway to something, whether it be a house or to a ma'ara. Therefore, the Tana, the Mishnah, had to first talk about the ma'ara and then describe the chatzar. But yeah, you come into the chatzar, and then on either side, let's say the right side and the left side of it is a ma'ara, but in front and the back if it does not, and that's how people could get without walking over the graves, which again, as we said, is achas mikan the achas mikan, one on this side and one on the other side, which means to say that someone that's selling or accepting the job to go ahead and make that space, he has to make two ma'aras, which that is the complex of, according to the Rabbanan, that is a ma'ara of this kever complex, which as the Gemaras have these pictures, which you see in the middle, that's where you enter from, is this courtyard 6x6 amas. Then you go off to either side, you can have this ma'ara, which is an open space of 6 amas by 4 amas. And then you'll have, on the long walls, you'll have 3 on either side, and you'll have by the far wall, which is the shorter one, is 2. And you'll have that on either side. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon, I mean, he says that actually arba, you're going to make 4 ma'aras have to be made la'arba ruchei seha, to all the 4 sides of the chatzar, and in every ma'ara, there's 13 kuchen, as we mentioned in his opinion before, so he disputes the Tanakhama on this point too, which as our Gemaras have this picture too, where you see in the center, which is where you enter from, is this where you come down into this complex that's underground, you walk into this chatzar that's 6x6, and then you have an entryway on either side, which then opens up to this ma'ara, which according to Reb Shimon is 6 amas by 8 amas. 6 is the small wall and 8 is the long wall. On either side is 4, and on the long wall, on the further away wall, there's 3, and then there's an extra 2 in the corners, as the Gemara will explain exactly where those 2 are, which actually those pictures have it the way one of the answers of the Gemara will say that's actually not by the entry, it's actually by the far wall, which is that's where there's from the right and from the left of the opening. Now, Reb Shimon Gamlielam, he actually says the third opinion, where although we had a Tanakhama that said that you have 2 ma'aras of the chatzah, you have a Shimon that says it's 4 off, Reb Shimon Gamlielam, he says, Hakol lefi asela, says it all depends on the bedrock. It depends on the earth that's there. Now, which Rashbam says the primary interpretation, what he's talking about, is the kuchen itself, which if the ground is hard, so then you don't have to have, which we were assuming up until now, a space of an amma between every single kuch for wall space, because it's very strong. So we're not afraid of it collapsing, even though it's less than the amma, then you could actually make more than 13 kuchen. But if it's, let's say, what's called sela bo b'yadayim, then you could even dig with your hands, it's very soft, then you'd have to distance the space between each kuch more than an amma, and then you actually wouldn't be able to make maybe even more than 4 or 5 kuchen in the entire ma'ara. So therefore, someone accepts the job to make a kever for his friend, the calculation would only work, according to Shimon Gamliel, in the strength of the ground, where if it's stronger, then you could have more. If it's not, then you would have to have less. Now, actually, Rashbam says it appears to him that it's not only regarding how many kuchen you can make, it's also according to how many ma'aris, which actually that's what the first two opinions were talking about, not regarding the kuchen, but regarding ma'aris, because kuchen is the previous machlekes in the Mishnah, that it's even going on ma'aris too, where according to how strong the ground is, that would depend how many ma'aris you make on either side. As he brings him the Tosefta, that seems to indicate this idea, because it talks about this machlokes that it says, the Tanakhama says you open up 2 ma'aris, Shimon says you open up 4 to the 4 sides, and Yehuda says that if it's Sela HaBaba Yadi, very weak ground, then you would open up both ma'aris from one side. To which they respond to him, know that Reb Shimon doesn't like that, because then it's going to be that they're going to be walking over the ma'aris. But that's the idea where it would be referring to, depending on how strong the ground is, exactly regarding the dimensions of the ma'aris that open up to the chatzar too. Now the Gemara goes and opens up this discussion by asking on the opinion of Reb Shimon, which we had alluded to that the Gemara is going to explain, that he said that there's a sum total of 13 kuchen that you're going to be making for the ma'ara, which we understood how you can have 11 of them. The question is, hani trei, these two kuchen of Reb Shimon, which he said that you can have one to the left of the opening, one to the right of the opening. Lahecha shadilu, where exactly are they going to be extending their length of these two kuchen? In other words, where are you digging the four amas of the length, which is how long each kuch has to be? The problem is, ilibroi, if it's going to the outside, meaning if it's the wall of the ma'ara, which is the only open wall, because all the three walls are taken already, as we already described in the Mishnah. He already used up the space of the long walls and the far short wall. So where else? The only extra space that you have to extend out would be actually the open wall of the ma'ar, which is where you come in from the chatzar, and therefore that means you would be extending the four amas beneath the space of the chatzar. That's where you would dig it to. And that's what it means, one to the right of the opening, one to the left of the opening, which is backwards, meaning towards the chatzar. And then that means to say that the kuchen are taking up space beneath the ground of the chatzar for amis. On that, as the Gemara, hakomesad shiluhu. But the problem is, that means to say everyone that chatzar is the main area where everyone, the lobby, so to speak, where everyone comes into, everyone that's caring when there's a dead person and they're coming to bury him, that's where they come and that's where they stay for a long time and they sit there and they're all stepping on whoever's buried on those two that are sticking inward towards the chatzar. Now, this is not comparable to those who just carry the corpse when they're walking on the outside area of this whole grave complex. And then, by default, according to Reb Shimon, we said the enemy is going to have to be walking on the ma'aris that are surrounding the chatzar on all four sides when they're bringing the mitzvah to the chatzar. They're going to have to be walking over that space. That's because that's just a momentarily thing. That's just you walking over to get to the chatzar. That Reb Shimon wouldn't be so particular. But to say that he's saying that these two should be underneath the ground of the chatzar, where that's where they parked and they're there for a long time, that's disgraceful for those two that are buried in those two kuchen. Now, Vesu, moreover, even if you're going to say that, no, Reb Shimon is not concerned what's called for davsha. He's not concerned for people that are stepping on top of the ground over where an individual is buried. But on that asking mark, you can't say that, because Hatnan, we learned explicitly in the Mishnah Masechtas Alois, that says chatzar hakever, regarding this area, this lobby area, this chatzar, this courtyard area of the grave complex, it says, whoever stands in that area is tar. In other words, let's say someone got to that chatzah area by being in a box or in a plane or something in the enclosed area. Therefore, he didn't become tummy when he passed over, which according to Reb Shimon, you have to pass over the ma'ara because it surrounds the chatzah area. It's okay. He didn't become tummy because he was in the closed thing. Now he comes out of the box only when he's inside the chatzah of that kever area, says the Mishnah Masechtas Alos, he's tahar, because here there's no kuch. But if it's the way you're describing, he does become tamei from the tumas ayil by him leaning over the kuch that are beneath the area of the chatzar, because you're saying that the two extra on either side of the opening are going backwards towards the chatzar, and if the person should be tamei, why do you say that in the Mishnah Alos that he's tahar? So Amar Yisrael ben Chanina, he says that although you're right, the only wall we have is the one going back into the chatzar, but it doesn't, it's not, we're not doing it laying down as we normally do, which would take up a space of four amas, which then whoever's in the chatzar is definitely going to be over this dead person. No, the avlo kuminagar. What they actually do is they make these two like a bolt of a doorway, which is standing up, which you bolt it down, it goes down from top to bottom, down into the ground. That's how they made these two kuchen, which are on the either side of the open wall that goes into the ma'ara, which they're these graves are actually standing up graves, which is like a pit that you dig deep for amos, which the width is 7 by 6, which is just like the other one, which is the height of 7 and a width of 6. And the dead person is standing upright. And therefore, that's not such a problem, because now that's very close to the wall of the chatzar. Now, because of that little space, that's not necessarily people are going to step on that, because people don't get so close to the edge of the open wall towards the mi'ara. So therefore, that is where they put those two, where again, although all the other three walls are taken up, we're putting the extra two, and then by the opening, which, yeah, is right there by the opening of the chatzar, in there, but that's not necessarily people are going to step on that. If they would be laying downward, sticking out, then of course that would be problematic. Here they're standing up. Now that asked the Gemara, but Va'am Rabbi Yechon, how could we say this answer of Rizv Chanina? Rabbi Yechon says in Ketinta Medbeis, that Kavuras Chamayim Hizu, this is the burial of donkeys. When you just throw someone into a pit, there's a pit. It's not a burial place. Burial place is a person's laying down in a respectful way. So how can you say that that's the two extra kuchen according to Reb Shimon when that's how donkeys are buried? Says the Gemara, L'Rabbi Yechonin, right, according to Rabbi Yechonin, holds that that's an appropriate way of burying someone, the Avad Lehuba Karen Zavis. You'd have to say a different interpretation, which is actually how the picture was that we showed of Rabbi Shimon's opinion on Amet Aleph that's in the Gemara, that they're made, these two extra kuchen, literally in the corner by the end part of the Me'ara. Not like as we were assuming up until now by the opening of the Pesach, which is from the Chatzar going into the Me'ara. Rather, we're talking about the two corners that are directly opposite the opening, which half of the Koch is on one wall, and half of the Koch is on another wall, which is exactly what a corner is. Which you have from the right of the opening, and the left of the opening, what the Mishnah taught was the far edge, which, as the Gemaras have that picture, which is picture Aleph, which you see that there's the four on either side, and the three on the end wall, which that's the 11 that we had, but where was the extra 2 for 13? They're the corner ones that are sticking out over there, although all the walls are taken, but that's what a corner is. You get to get those extra 2 over there. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, but that's problematic too. Because v'hanogi kuchen, what that's going to cause is that the kuchen of the corners and of those on the two walls are going to be touching lahadodi. They're going to be touching each other. Now, the problem of this is that you're going to have really three kuchen that are going to be one in the other in every corner. The thing is because the kuch that's in the corner is connecting now the two perpendicular kuchen that are on either edge of the walls, which you have, as we said, each kuch that's at the edge of its wall is only half a amah distance from the corner. So you have the one, let's say, that's the edge of the eastern wall, and you have the kuch that's the edge of the southern wall. The difference between this kuch and the other one is only a half a amah by a half a amah, and it's square. Now, if you're having that corner kuch open to them, if you really look at it, it's that little small amount of ear. They both go into that ear space of that corner kuch. And therefore, the problem is it's going to weaken the whole structure. The reason why we said that you have to leave space between them is because you have to have a solid wall. This is cutting into the ear space of both those kuch, and it's going to weaken it too much. And therefore, how does that fit either for the extra two of Reb Shimon? So Rav Ashi says, not a problem. He says, b'maimik. We're talking about where actually the corner one is not level with those two, because you're right, then it would take away from the wall space and would make them crumble. Rather, it goes deeper down. So that corner one is not level, it's actually deeper down. Now, explains Rashbam. Now, so if that's the case, that they're deeper down, so why did we have to have those extra two specifically by the corner? The reason for that is because by that corner kuch, the more you go into the ground, the further those kuchen are from any other kuchen that are around, like you could see in the picture. They're the furthest away, and they're moving further and further away. But regarding the rest of the space of the ma'ara, it wouldn't be possible to fit in any other one, because there are kuchen that we would be touching of either side, and even if you're going deeper, it would weaken the ground that's beneath the other kuchen that there are. So the only possible space, even if you're deep, making it deeper, is in the corner. That's where the extra two are. Now explains the Gemara, the Ilei Temahachi, because if you don't say like Rav Ashi's answer that these extra two are that went deeper, and rather you would say, no, you can't say such an answer because all the kuchen that are in the Ma'aras have to be equal. That's what it was. The whole family was buried on ground level, meaning which is beneath the ground level, but on that ground level of the grave complex, and you can't have one higher than the other. And this is Rav Ashi. If that would be the case, then arba ma'aris l'Reb Shimon hecha avaluhu, then how would you have the conceptualization of the four ma'aris that open up to the chatzar, which we explained as Reb Shimon's opinion, the Mishnah, which what you have is the kuchen of the eastern ma'ara and that of the southern ma'ara, and the same would apply with any two ma'aris that are perpendicular one to the other, you have a problem according to Reb Shimon. Hakonagi kuchen la dodi. What do you mean? That means to say the kuchen are bumping in, are taking up space. You can have people buried one on top of the other in a crisscross type of a pattern because you have, let's say, they have the eastern, the kuch of the eastern ma'ara, which is by its southwestern corner. So as we said, the ones by the edge are only half a amah from the corner. That's going to be going into the kuch of the southern ma'ara, which it's in on its eastern wall, which you have the one that's on the northeast of the corner. For example, as the Gemaras have this picture number bays, as we said, if you're having on all four sides, and we said that you have all the way to the edge of the wall, just a half a am away, so that's going four amas which every koch goes 4 amas in. Now you're going into the, it's crossing over what's in the perpendicular ma'ara. Because as we said, since you're only distancing from the corner, only half a amma, and this one, its length is coming opposite this one's width, so then the only distance is a half amma, comes out that each one's going into the other one, an area of 3.5 ammas. So what would you do over there? That wouldn't make sense. You can't have people's graves going in one to the other. You obviously have to say, according to Rabbi Shimon, that must be that they're going deeper levels. Here also, those extra two, we also say that they're going to go deeper, and that's why it's not a difficulty. They're in the corners, because we don't want to weaken anything else, but the problem is that if you're going to make ground level with the other ones, so it's going to weaken the walls, they say, no, we're actually going deeper down. And we have to say that from Rabbi Shimon, because or else how are you going to have his dimensions if you have on four sides, which then they're crisscrossing of the other ones? Now, Rav Huna b'Reid of Yeshua Amar, he says that actually no. Although Rav Ashi has a good answer, but you cannot prove your answer. Rav Ashi wanted to prove his answer by saying, how else are you going to have the conceptualization of Rav Shimon? Says Rav Huna b'Reid of Yeshua, no, you can't prove it from the halacha of Rav Shimon. Because truthfully, I could tell you that all the graves were, all the kuchen were equal, were on the same ground. And you don't do any deeper than the other. And even so, the kuchen are not touching each other. How's that possible? So he explains, Arba Ma'aris L'Rav Shimon, these four caves that are in the all four sides of the Chatzar area, according to Rav Shimon, the Avalahu Ki Charusa. You make it, these kuchen of these two perpendicular Ma'aris, you make it like the branches of a palm tree, which, as the Gemaras have this picture number Gimel, which although seemingly it would seem like that, okay, so you're doing it crisscross, it's going to be Shasiva Erev, and that's problematic. And then he says, no. You have that you could have diagonal, and now they're like the pilot symbol, where it's like you have the four and you have the four, and neither of them are touching. So therefore, says the Gemara, that it's not necessarily a proof to Rav Ashi's answer. That the Gemara responds and says that no. This approach Rav Huna b'Reid Yeshua tried to use to refute the proof of Rav Ashi is an external pshat. It's a mistaken pshat. And the Gemara refutes it, because Mechti, let's see. We know there's a geometric concept that kol amsa birubua, any amma in a square, let's say you have a square amma, so which means say that each wall is an amma, amsa b'trichum shibalachsayna, that makes that the diagonal, which is covering more ground, is going to be an amma and 2/5. So therefore, based on that mathematical concept, says the Gemara, so kama havalhu. So exactly how much is the ground of the walls of these two ma'aris, which from them, as we said, you're going to have to come out, are these 8 kuchen, you have 4 from this one's wall, and from the perpendicular one you have 4 also, but the way Rav Huna b'Reid Yeshua is trying to say it, that it's like a charusa, which they're all going in the same direction, which is as the branches of a palm tree branch, which is that they come out in this, like almost like a lulav that's open upright, they come out on these diagonals, you're going to have an area of 8 by 8 amas squared, because that's you normally have 4 amas by 4 amas, but now you're having that they're taking up this square of 8 by 8 amas squared. So that because that's the ground of the length of these two walls, which generally you would have one chassis, one arb, one length, one and one width. We mean crisscross, but if you're making it the way Rav Huna b'Reid Yeshua is saying it, that it should be alachsaina on a diagonal. So what you have is, you have 8 amis and 16/5. The reason why you have that is because you have the 2/5 that are more than each amma times 8, which are these 8 kuchen, which are a total of 16/5. So that comes out for a total of chadsrei v'chumsha, 11 1/5 amis. Now that says the Gemara, how is it possible to have those dimensions of the alachsan? Kuchen kamahaba. So as we explained, how many kuchen are there? There's tamanya. There's 8 kuchen of 8 amas. Then moreover, you have the 7 spaces between those 7 amas. As you see the picture, each one we said have to have an amma space between it. That comes out for a total of 15 amas. The problem is, as we explained, that the alachsan is only 11 amas. And obviously, that since the length of the kuchen are 4 amas by a width of 6 tfachim, all of them are going in the same direction of the alachsan, and that's how they're going out. So then it says the Gemara, Tamanya, Bechad Shrei V'chum, Shehechem Mishkachas, how can you have these 8 kuchen, which has to take up a space of 50 namas, as we described. But as we said, if you're describing the diagonal of these of the square that you get from the perpendicular to Ma'aris, the walls only allow a certain amount of space if you're going in the diagonal, because you're saying that's how much has to fit over there. Problem is, that has to give you 15 amas. And you only have, in that diagonal, 11 amas and a fifth. Allahadir Rav Huna Bar Yibishua Barusi. So rather, says the Gemara, that that's a mistaken proposition that Rav Huna Bar Yibishua says. And therefore, how are you going to explain Rav Shimon's halacha? How do you fit them there? Must be that it's like Rav Ashi had said, that you make it deeper, so therefore that will be still according to Rav Ashi's interpretation. So therefore these two also that are by the corner, also we could say, as he had answered, that tomat by deeper, because you can't say Rav Huna Bar Yibishua's interpretation, where he wanted to have, no, they're not crisscrossing. You can make them all going in that same diagonal direction. Problem is, that's going to have to give you for a total of space of 15 amas, because that you got to get with each kuch and the space between that. And as we said, that if you draw a diagonal line, which is the direction they're all going here, coming out in that same direction, you only have 11 and the fifth, not the 15 amas that would be necessary. And therefore, that's a mathematical impossibility. But now the Gemara continues and says, the Ibaisim, if you want, you could say that no, you don't have to say the Rav Ashi had said that these two kuchen, and neither that the four ma'aris that Reb Shimon were describing that around the chatzar, are b'maimik, as Rav Ashi said, as that it must be that one is deeper than the other. So then how do we understand Reb Shimon? How do we understand then these two corner kuchen? Rather says the Gemara, the Amr Rav Shisha b'Reid Rav Idi, which his halacha, which he refers to, is later on in the sugya, on the next daf. He explains a certain halacha benifli, that we're talking about stillborns, which are babies, are buried over there. Says the Gemara, whatever the context that he's talking about, you could say then, hachinami benifli. You could explain the Gemara here also, is the same idea. They were talking about stillborns. So therefore, these two kuchen, what you're going to do is, you're going to put them in the amma space that's in the corner, which is the amount of space that's equal to a kuch. You're going to make it smaller according to the necessity to put in a stillborn over there. Now, since it's very small, so that's not going to damage that much the large kuch, which on the side of it. Meaning, rather, what you do is you make only a small amount of space between the wall that's between it. And what Reb Shimon's coming to say is that the custom of those who would build these grave complexes, that they would make two kuchen for stillborns, because especially in Talmudic times there were more deaths by birth and that wouldn't go full pregnancy. So therefore those two kuchen, those didn't take up so much space. And therefore that's, you would be able to get it over there without harming the kuchen that are on the side of it. Which according to one version of Rashbam, it's within that actually that half a amma that there is between the kuch and the corner. It didn't take up that much space and you could fit it in without necessitating any major chedushim. Now, moreover, according to Reb Shimon, these kuchen that were within four amas of the other ma'ara, which we had that problem, we said, according to Reb Shimon, how are you ever going to have the four ma'aras on either side? You're by default going to have that the ones towards the edge are going to be going in, crossing over at 3.5 amas over the graves that are on the neighboring ma'ara. And that says, the Gemara, that no, those by the corner, by the edges which were perpendicular to the other ones, were where the stillborns would be buried, where their length are only a half a amma, and therefore these kuchen did not go into the length of the other ones, because we said there is a half a amma space, therefore they didn't even take up that amount of space. They were babies, they were stillborns, and therefore you could have them by the corner without being a problem of crossing over. And therefore says the Gemara, you don't have to say like Rav Ashi, there was maimik, you can even say they're all on the same level, but we're talking about that these extra two, and therefore the same thing would apply to that those are the ones that are going into the neighboring perpendicular ma'aras are for babies, and for babies are not taking up, they're not crossing over, therefore it's not a problem about how Reb Shimon was able to have four ma'aras on either side of the chatzar without crossing over into those who are buried in the perpendicular ma'aras.